Shubhoday. The gadget, if the gadget is so good to look at, if it has no utility value, it will be treated only as a toy or a model. The real value is based on its applicable ability. It may be a baby when it is born, so cute to look at. Everyone says, how cute is this baby? But as the baby grows up, the person's value is measured on the value that person brings out to the community. Value for others. If the mental body, if only the body, no mind is not good, that person won't command any respect in the society. There is no value for that person. So is the gadget so good to look at, but what is the use? It is not working. It is only a showroom, only on the showcase we can keep it. The application part in the body to command respect, mind is important. Higher than the body is the mind. Mind is the master, body is the slave. Body is the slave, mind is the master. The enrich the mind, body commands the respect. Body follows the mind. And when we do the sadhana, people realizes the Hatha Yoga is nothing but not the body. Hatha Yoga is connecting the mind to the intellect. We realize even mind is not the master. Though I said initially, body is the master, mind is the master, body is the slave. As we progress, we realize even mind is not the master. Master is the intellect. And intellect, mind, however good is my mind is keep on changing. Mind is like a moon. Today is Trayodashi, tomorrow is Chaturdashi and Purnima, and it starts going down again, waning off and ascending. Mind is like unsteady mind. I can't trust the mind. Today, I can make a commitment, I will do, but tomorrow I cannot trust. Many people, they make so many promises, but words have no meaning because they already changed their mind. Hatha Yoga talks about Hatha, Ha and Ta. Ha means the sun. Ta means moon. Balancing the mind and the intellect is called as Hatha Yoga. Balancing the moon principle and sun principle in us is called as Hatha Yoga. You have to connect your ever-changing mind to the intellect so that mind is calm, mind is steady. If you do not connect the mind to the intellect, mind keeps on changing, you cannot reach the destination. So, here it is talking about, for Hatha Yoga, it's talking about intellect is the master, body is the mind is the slave. As we progress, you realize your intellect is not the master. It has to be connected to the soul. Every soul is unique. You have to connect your intellect to the swabhava of the soul. Every soul is unique. Every soul has a path to tread. You should know what is your unique competitive advantage. Everyone has like a unique fingerprint. Everyone has a unique signature. Everyone has a unique signature. You should know what is your unique signature. When you connect your intellect to your unique signature, when you connect to that one, so intellect starts working. That is called as an illumined intellect. You connect to everyone is unique signature. your personality starts blossoming. Personalities starts blossoming. Sri Patanjali in Yoga Sutra talks that one as when the intellect is connected to your unique signature, that is called as Sabija Samadhi. Your Samadhi with Bija. With Bija, you are connected to that one. You are, when it is connected, your personality starts blossoming, starts unfolding. The purpose of life, you have to unfold your personality. Personality starts blossoming, that is called as Sabija Samadhi. And that seed, when you are doing the sadhana, you realize that even your individual soul is not the master. Master is the Supreme Lord. The soul of the universe, this individual soul has to be connected to the soul of the universe. The soul of the universe you have to connect. So the soul of the universe is the real master. When with the illumined intellect, you are able to connect your individual soul to the supreme soul of the universe, that is called as yoga. Yoga dawns only through illumined intellect. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about Bijamma Sarvabhutanam Viddhis Partha Sanatanam Buddhir Buddhir Matham Asmi Tejas Tejas Vinamaham. I am the seed of all. The seed, the Sabija Samadhi, Bija Samadhi, I said, it's a, every soul is a seed. Sri Krishna says, I am the soul of all. I am the soul, unchangeable. I make, the because of me, I illumine the intellect. When the intellect is illumined, that soul, person connects with the unique signature of that personality. When the intellect is illumined, that person's mind also is illumined. When the mind is illumined, that person's, the body gets energized. The Hatha Yoga linking from the body to mind, mind to intellect, intellect to individual soul, individual to soul to the soul of the universe. When the individual soul is connected to the soul of the universe, Sri Krishna talks in Patanjali talks about, it is called as Nirbija Samadhi. Nirbija Samadhi, Nirbija, earlier is Bija Samadhi. My expansion happens when the unfoldment is happening, still seed is there. The seed is there, it is when you plant a mango seed, when the shoot is coming up, seed is still there. And still seed is the cause of all our pain and suffering in the life. As long as the seed is there, is the cause of all our suffering, the cause of our coming and going, cause of our birth and death. When the individual soul has connected to the soul of the universe, when the goal has dawned, and tasya ya nirbija samadhi, Patanjali talks about, the seed has destroyed. When the seed has gone completely, there won't be any coming and going. Why we come and go? Because seed is there, seed of desires. I want that one. As long as the seed is there, desire is there, personal desire, you have to come. When the seed, personality has completely blossomed, seed has destroyed and it has become a big tree. When the tree has come, big mango tree has come out, if you dig around under, you can't find a seed. Seed has destroyed completely, then it has become a Nirbija Samadhi. The Nirbija Samadhi, when it happens, there is no the suffering in the life. Yoga says become pain, come out of the suffering in your life, go through the Hatha Yoga, connect within, one level up from Sabija Samadhi, when the personality is blossoming, not to stop. Let your personality blossom completely. Then it is called as Nirbija Samadhi. That when it happens, immense joy, that person revels within. The life become a celebration. Yoga elevates your life to ordinary life to make you to celebrate your life. Hatha Yoga talks about how to celebrate your life by connecting to higher possibilities in your life. Always look for what can be done. How can I do better? Hatha Yoga elevates your personality and your inner unfoldment happens. Lie down on your...